How you doing? You know, the hardest thing about these I don't have anything to talk about today. Except my editor. I was talking to him, and I'm like, you know, these podcasts, they kind of suck, don't they? And, well, first thing he said no. Said, you know, they're not as good as you are just in person. But they don't suck, they're all right. And then he said, then whether they do or not, a lot of people are downloading them, so you might as well keep doing it. And he showed me how many people download it. I was like, whoa. Why? So whatever. But he said that, he basically said the blogs sucked too at first, until I sat down and did them every week, whether I wanted to or not. So that's what he told me to do. He said, we're just going to do this every week, whether you want to or not. And you'll get better at it. Don't worry about it. So I'm here now with nothing to talk about. Went to a wedding last night. Oh, these weddings. You know, I'm divorced. Right? And Hollywood has done an excellent job of making divorce seem like it's no big deal. You know, the divorced guy, he's the wacky neighbor or whatever. Or, you know, the stand-up comedians come out and they get a whole rift on divorce. And, man, divorce sounds fun and wacky and, oh. It's not, man. It sucks. it's devastating emotionally. But then you get over it. But then after you get over it, you get to relive it over and over in these stinking weddings that you keep being asked to go to. Like, if instead of getting divorced, my wife and I had a kid and it was stillborn right out of the chute, people wouldn't ask me to go and see their child being born, would they? Of course not, because it'd be wildly insensitive. And yet, I've gone to more weddings since I got divorced than I had my entire life. I've been to like 8 weddings. God, leave me alone. And you can be over something and okay with it. It doesn't mean you want to relive that incident. You know, you could have gone to Vietnam and be okay with that. And gotten over the trauma. But that doesn't mean you want to go play paintball in the jungle. You know what I'm saying? It's like, God. And they'll tell you, oh, it's going to be fun. It's not going to be like a regular wedding. My wedding's going to be fun. Well, no, it's not. Not because it's not going to be your wedding. I'm seeing. I'm going to go there and I'm going to be seeing my wedding. I'm going to be dwelling on my wedding and all that happened after. And it's... Trust me, this is number 8. That's all that happens. It's just a rerun. It's a horrible. It's like the ghost of Christmas past is taking you to relive a horrible moment in your life, and he's going to make you sit through a crappy buffet afterwards and give a gift. That's what it's like. Oh, these weddings. So. Yeah, so no more after this one. Congratulations to my sister. No more weddings. That's it. Except for Steve's. And Emma's. God! Bless it! Oh, well. Yeah, what are you gonna do? Yeah, you got friends and... I just don't want to go anymore. Let's move on to something else. I grabbed a newspaper because I got nothing to talk about. And it's a Friday paper. Oh, and Obama didn't get the Olympics. Chicago didn't get the Olympics, even though Obama was busting his ass to get the Olympics to be held there. And people are a little shocked. I'm not shocked. Here's the thing. Listen up, liberals. Conservatives, like myself, realize that half the country thinks we're full of shit. You know, it's something we live with. You know, Obama won by, like, what, 46, he got 46%, and McCain got, like, 40%, and the rest of the country didn't give a rat's ass. So, anyway, you slice it, the country's divided down the middle. So, if you're a liberal, you gotta keep in mind, half this country thinks you're full of shit. Okay, just accept that. And if you want to think that half the country is an idiot, you know, fine. But they still think you're full of shit. Okay, now I take that into global politics. The entire world thinks all of us are full of shit. Okay, liberal, conservative, whatever. If we live in the, if you live in the U.S., the rest of the world thinks you're full of shit. Even our allies think we're full of shit. So Obama, to the rest of the world, is just another American who thinks he knows everything. Now you think he's great because he believes what you believe and thinks he knows everything, right? Just like, you know, the people who like George Bush thought he was great because he believed the same thing and thought he knew everything. But to the rest of the world, they're exactly the same. George Bush was an American who thought he knew everything, and Obama's an American who thought he knew everything. And the rest of the world thinks both of them are full of crap because they're Americans. Not really sure why that is, other than they're idiots. Don't get me started on the rest of the world, all right? Just don't. And stop looking. I'm 30-something now, right? But when I was younger, well, actually, I still have younger friends. You get somebody from 18 until, like, 28 who goes to Europe for a vacation and comes back, they're completely worthless for, about 6 months. Because all you hear out of their ass is, in Europe they do this and blah, 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 and in Italy they do this and they don't work so hard and they have this and they take siestas and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know what? They can afford to do that because America's doing all the work and inventing everything. Now, screw the rest of the world. They couldn't even come up with a car. They couldn't even come up with metal boats. The rest of the world had metal effing boats for 6,000 years. You know how long we had metal boats in this country? I'm sorry. What did I say, metal or wooden? The rest of the world had wooden boats for 6,000 years. That's it. That's all they had. Boats made out of wood. Boats made out of wood. Boats made out of wood. The Bronze Age was what? 3,000 BC or something like that? I don't even know. Look, they had metal for a long time, and they had boats for a long time. Their boats were made of wood for 6,000 years. Our boats were made out of wood for about three fights in the Civil War before we turned to each other and said, hey, screw this, my boat's let's slap some metal on this boat. They got cannons. F this, I'm not boating out there surrounded by wood. Slap some metal on this bastard. Then we'll talk. Hell, we had a submarine in the Civil War. I mean, sure, it sank, but, you know, it's pretty good for 1860. The point is, until we came along with capitalism, with the idea of if you invent something better, you're going to make more money than the guy who's got the crappier invention. Until we came up with that system of reward for invention and reward for ingenuity, the world didn't have shit. It didn't change for shit. I'm swearing a lot today. Well, I don't have anything to tie. I didn't. Too bad. What's a podcast? Who cares? I can swear. Look, they didn't even have a light bulb. These a-holes were sitting at, you know, they had candles for 6,000 years. We had the light bulb before we had the first Civil War here. And it's not all siestas over there anyhow. We've had, what, one war amongst ourselves in 200 years? We've had one war. Okay, Europe's had, I looked this up. I forget now. Europe had over 100 wars in the time that we've been around. They fought amongst themselves in one way, shape, or form for over 100 times. We've had one civil war. Europe. Give me a break. What was I talking about? I don't even remember. Oh yeah, Obama didn't get the Olympics. So, no big surprise to me. It's no big surprise to me that he's not getting anything done. None of the other world leaders are listening to him, and Iran's giving him the finger and blah, blah, blah. It's no big surprise. Because he's just another American who's full of crap. They don't care. Yeah, and that, say what you will about George Bush. They thought he was full of crap too, but they didn't F with him. There's something to be said about them thinking you're a dumb cowboy who's going to launch a bunch of missiles. You know, if they're not going to like you anyhow, better they not like you and think that you're going to drop a nuke into their chimney if you get out of line. But whatever. You know, Obama's got his hands full. Hopefully he learns quickly to stop playing Mr. Nice Guy with these guys. And I'm not talking about the Olympic Committee, because who cares about the Olympics anyhow? Chicago didn't want it, because they didn't want to be the next international incident. I mean, are you insane? We're still fighting two wars right now. You're going to bring the Olympics here and every greaseball scumbag who comes with it from every dirtball third world country? Did you come over here and throw a javelin? And then as soon as he's done with that, he's going to go to the hardware store and get some fertilizer, load up his Datsun, and blow something up? We shouldn't be letting anybody else in here until we sort things out. Okay, we got enough illegal immigrants crawling over the border. Now you're going to bring in people from corners of the globe who could never get here on their own, but you're going to slap a number 6 on them because they're running the triathlete, you're going to let them in? I mean, do these athletes go through any kind of security background checks? No! The guy's skinny. They pick the skinniest terrorist, and they slap one of those little numbers on him, and they say, well, he's going to run the marathon. He's not going to run the marathon. He's going to run to the hardware store and get some bleach and ammonia and mix them together and hurt somebody. Olympics. All right. So anyhow, I sort of flipped through the paper. There's nothing in here because it's Friday. It's a Friday paper. I didn't want to pay $2 for Sunday. Nothing in the Sunday paper that's not in the Friday paper anyhow. Here, this one kills me. I just checkmarked some things. USA Today has like a section where each state has a little blurb of what's going on that day. So I checked Wisconsin, California. I thought I checked another one, but I guess I didn't. Wisconsin, Dateline Madison. The Department of Tourism has temporarily sidelined the slogan, "Live like you mean it," as officials review whether to continue its use. Tourism Secretary Kelly Trumbull said the department is evaluating the slogan and listening to feedback, which she said has been mixed. The department spent $57,000 developing the slogan and accompanying logo. Your tax dollars at work. Every time they ask to raise taxes in your state, because there's 50 states in here with equally asinine stories every day in the USA Today. Every day. 50 states with 50 asinine stories. $57,000 for a slogan to bring tourism into Wisconsin? Live like you mean it. $57,000 for live like you mean it and like a picture of a sailboat or a pine tree. That's supposed to get somebody from West Virginia to drive up here and spend a day at the lake? We don't have Mount Rushmore up here. We've got a bunch of lakes and campgrounds. There's no reason for anybody to... There's nothing here that's going to attract anybody who's further than 2 states away. So, $57,000 on a slogan, even a good slogan, is a waste of money. We shouldn't be developing slogans at all. People know what's here. Lakes and pine trees. That's it. And fat people. Come and see the fat. There's a slogan. Have some cheese. $57,000. And the state's going bankrupt. California's going bankrupt. Half the states in the union are going bankrupt. And they can't figure out why. And they say it's because they're not bringing enough taxes. I bet every state department in this state has pissed away at least $57,000 on something stupid last week. God, and they're raising cigarette taxes and raising this tax and raising that tax, and everybody who doesn't smoke's going, well, I don't smoke, what do I care? Here's why you care. Because they're taking that money and they're wasting it, and then when people stop smoking, they're not gonna shrink that budget. Let's say $57,000. Let's say that's their budget for the sake of argument. Let's say they blew the entire budget. Which we know it ain't. Let's say that was their entire budget, $57,000. They got all that from taxing smokers. Okay? Now, if everybody quits smoking, they're not going to dry up and blow away, are they? No, they're going to tax your cheeseburgers. Or they're going to tax something else. Or they're going to tax something else. Just vote no against every single tax because they're not doing any good with it. And they never accomplish anything. They never fix anything. Say no to every single tax. That's the only way you can stop the stupidity. Another thing the wedding made me think about was death. Not my own. Well, yeah, it made me think of my own, too, but... like, I got a huge family. So at any gathering, someone's getting close to the top of the bowl. You know what I'm saying? Someone's starting to circle. Someone's starting to go belly up. And you get the, oh, you should really visit Auntie so-and-so because she's not doing well. Now, why would I want to do that? If I know, I don't understand you people. I know I'm alone on this. But someone explain to me why, if you know someone's going to die, do you want to get closer to them? That's when you should start backing off. Start a feud. Start a fight. Think back to things they did that annoyed you. Why make yourself miserable by getting even closer to somebody when they're going to pass away? And don't give me that crap that it's for them. Look, on my deathbed, I don't want 78 squirrely relatives hanging around that I only see at weddings and funerals. Especially, and if I'm sick and I start seeing a bunch of people that only show up at funerals, yeah, that's that's not going to be very reassuring. Especially if there's a chance I can pull through. I only want to see the normal people. But to me, death isn't that... People think I'm callous, but I'm... Death just isn't that big a deal to me. We're all going to die, right? You know, I get... They're not in your life anymore, and it's sad, I guess. But what's the difference between that and if they got a job somewhere else? Got transferred. Next time someone close to you dies, just pretend they got transferred. You know, they got transferred to another part of the country. Sure, you'd call them about once a week, you know, for, you know, first 3 weeks, and then you start ignoring their phone calls because, ugh, I don't want to talk to him. It's just going to be all, it's going to be all day about how great his new job is and how great the weather is there. Fuck that guy. I'm not picking up the phone. Tell him I'm busy. You're going to play phone tag for a while until he goes away. I'm sick of hearing about how great it is over there. I'll just pretend that's what happened. Is that it? How long have I been talking? Holy crap, I've been talking 20 minutes already. But this one was awful. I think it'll take probably 4 more before these podcasts are any good. So, if you want to mark that down, this would be number 1. 3 more? Social Security recipients up by 19%. More retiring early in a poor job market. Again. Oh, again! With this job. Blaming everything on the job market. You know, half of economy is just based on lemmings and chicken littles. They hear one bit of bad news and then stop spending money. And you multiply that by the entire country, and then you get a recession or a depression. You know, if the recession wasn't in the news every single day, people would stop thinking about it, and they'd stop spending money, and everything would be fine. But every day there's three stories in the paper about the recession and the poor job market. Just shut up about it and they'll go away. This country isn't going to stop spending money. Are you kidding me? Just shut up for a little while and they'll forget all about it and buy more Game Boys. And the next kind of TV that comes out. But here's what really galls me. Social Security recipients up by 19%, more retiring early in a poor job market. No, what's going on is all the baby boomers are retiring. And they were going to retire early anyhow because they made a crap load of money. Doesn't have anything to do with it. What happened? I mean, the economy isn't making them age faster. The economy didn't make the baby boomers the largest demographic. And look, oh, you want to make some money, and you buy stock in these crappy little scooter chairs that everyone's driving around in. Because in another 10 years, after all the boomers retired and they're old and gray, that's all you're going to see. They're 3% of, or 30% of the population. That means roughly 1 out of 3 of us are going to be in those little horrible fucking scooters that are in the way. I almost ran one over the other day because they just zip through that. They just zip around in the parking lot in those things like they're walking. Except they're moving faster when they're walking, and you can't see them until they come out from behind the car. Like if they're walking, you can see their heads over the car. I'm just driving in a normal spot or a normal clip. One of these fat tards wheels. That's my new word, fat tard. Huh? You like that? When you're not really retarded, but you're so fat that you're functioning like a retard. God, these people who are in these things just because they're too fat to walk. You ought to be, let's just kill these people. Can we get a little Spartan just for a little bit? Just on certain things. Yeah, you all want government health care? Fine. But I'm not paying for these chairs. We just kill those people then. We give everybody a physical. And if you're not functioning up to the level you're capable of, we kill you. If you're able to walk but you're not, we kill you. What the hell is I talking about? Social Security. A third of us are going to be in those chairs. I want you to all just picture that. A third of us are going to be in those little scooters, clogging up the aisles at the grocery store, getting in the way, getting run over in the parking lot. Oh, it's going to be glorious, isn't it? Isn't it going to be glorious? Huh? 30% of us not walking because we're too lazy to walk, because we're old now, we've done our walking. And you want to talk about carbon footprint? How much black smoke is going to get pumped out of the factories making those stupid things? And those batteries that they go through. Those batteries aren't biodegradable, you know? People are worried about the batteries in the electric car. What about the batteries? There's going to be... There's going to be 70 million of us, roughly, in those horrible old chairs. 70 million batteries getting thrown out every year. Every year! You environmentalists... Just stick that in your craw for a while. There's something we can all get on board on. Getting rid of those fucking chairs. Huh? You environmentalists and me. I'm on board. You and me together. We're gonna put an end to these things. 70 million batteries every year gonna get thrown out because these baby boomers don't want to walk and refuse to die. Another thing I thought about this wedding. What if we just all stopped having kids? Wouldn't that be glorious? Everybody's worried about recycling and worried about this and that. Let's just all stop having kids. All of us. If there's a terrorist out there who just wants to sterilize the entire planet and you're working for the CIA, how about you just lose that file on accident? How about that one just accidentally goes into the shredder? Just stick that in there with your credit card bill on accident. Oh, doggone it. We're all going to be sterile. Think about how glorious that would be. Who's going to fight a war? No, there's no wars to fight over. I mean, half these crazy extremists, they want the land for their kids because their forefathers had it and blah, blah, blah. If there's no kids, then the concept of forefathers starts going away and it just becomes you. Huh? We can all just live for us. Just try to be happy. They'll stop killing each other when there's no kids to worry about. There's no lineage to deal with. We can stop conserving gas. And we can go back to driving real cars. How about that? These fucking electric cars and these little crappy two-seater cars that I see driving around to save $10 a week on gas. Well, how about you wear a potato sack then? If your dignity means absolutely nothing to you and you're just worried about saving an extra $10, why don't you get rid of all your clothes and just wear potato sacks? Huh? It's something called dignity. I'm willing to spend a little extra on gas to drive a car that doesn't look like an Easter egg.
But not the rest of you. The rest of you, save a couple bucks. It's all about saving a couple bucks, like I say. Stop buying new clothes. Just wear potato sacks. Yeah? Stop buying good food. Just buy potatoes and beans. Just eat potatoes and beans and wear potato sacks and drive your little Easter egg cars. And don't have kids. Get it? See? And stop telling me about your kids. God, that's another... Listen to me, all you parents out there. Nobody cares about your kids scoring a goal except you. And possibly the father of the kid who got the goal scored on him. You're the only two people who care about that kid scoring a goal. But think about it, no kids. Huh? There's no reason we have to exist. If humanity just disappeared, who cares? Right? Right? I mean, think about it. You're just bitter. Yeah? Probably. It's still an interesting concept. We all just stop procreating. That'd be it. 100 years, no more human race. All you green people would like that. And we'll just run up our carbon footprint because we'll all be gone in 100 years. Hmm? I'm all over the place. All over the place.
This podcast probably sucked. Made no sense. But we're going to do it every week until I get the hang of it, because we got to have something up here to keep you people coming back until we run in short cartoons. So thanks for listening. Till the next time, think.